Okay, this week is Parshas Truma.
See, thank you.
Pasuk Beis, Damer Rabbi Yisrael, V'yikchu li Truma. Speak to Bnei Yisrael and take from me Truma. And everybody asked the kasha, V'yikchu v'yitnu li. Not take from me Truma, give me Truma. Right? Hashem is speaking to Moshe, tell Bnei Yisrael, take from me. No, tell Bnei Yisrael, give to me Truma. And I am part of Mutari, many different answers are said. The Ben Ishchai answers with a short little marshal. There was once a city dweller who lived in the city his whole life, and he never saw how plants grow, he never saw how wheat grows. And one day he goes out to the countryside and he passes by a farm, and he sees the farmer taking seeds and putting seeds into the ground and covering it over with the earth. And he says to the farmer, what a waste. You're taking these perfectly good seeds and you're throwing them in the ground and you're covering them over. What's going to happen to them? Why are you wasting these seeds and throwing them into the ground? If you would wait around a while longer, he would understand that the seeds take root, and that's how the wheat grows. Without the seeds in the ground, the wheat doesn't grow. But to someone who's not familiar with the process, it looks like he's throwing away the seeds. Says the Ben Ishchai, when it comes to tzedakah, someone who's not familiar thinks, giving tzedakah? You're throwing away the money? Giving the money away, it's your hard-earned money. You're putting it in, you're burying it. What are you getting out of it? The Pasuk says, Ziru lechem tzedakah. Plant for yourself tzedakah. One gives tzedakah is like one who plants seeds in the ground. Just like when one plants seeds in the ground, it's understood that the crop grows, the wheat grows. So when one gives tzedakah, he's planting tzedakah and it comes back to him. Like Chazal tells us, asa to asa. One of the only mitzvahs that we're allowed to test the Kodesh Baruch Hu is with tzedakah. When a person gives tzedakah, ultimately he's planting for himself, he's helping himself. Aser to aser, either you learn aser b'shvil shetes asher, nourish become wealthy, or b'shvil shetes aser, be able to take off meiser again, you should have more and more to separate meiser. But tzedakah is like planting. So it's not v'yitnu, giving truma, but rather v'yichu. Because when one gives, what happens? Ultimately it comes back. We find in Parshas Kisisa, v'nosnu ish kaifer nafshoi. Our Torah brings down the word v'nosnu is backwards and frontwards, vav, nun, sof, nun, vav. It's read v'nosnu both ways. When one gives tzedakah, v'nosnu, it comes back to him. The palms, that's how, touch the pasuk v'yichu li truma a little bit differently. V'yichu li truma. Take from me truma. When an appeal is made for tzedakah, someone goes around collecting, so there are two types of people. There are those people that are the givers. When they're asked to give, they give. When the appeal is made, they give. The gabbai approaches them, they give. The ani approaches them, they give. And then they're the takers. They run after the ani, take. They run after the gabbai, here's money for the shul, take. Take the tzedakah. They don't wait until they're asked to give, but rather they run the yikhu. It's a good thing. Give. Rapam said, v'yikhu itruma. The pasuk is teaching us how one should give tzedakah. One should be a taker. When it comes to tzedakah, don't wait until the appeal is made. Don't wait until they come running after you and then give, but rather you should run after the gabbai. Run after the oni, v'yikhu itruma. Take from me, truma. Take. It doesn't happen too often. But the attitude of a person should be, v'yikhu itruma. Take from me, and not v'yitnu, not wait until you ask and I give, but rather take. The Medrash Tanchuma, and this pasuk brings down v'yikhu truma. That's what the pasuk says. Ki lekach toiv nosati lochem, toirasi al tazoiv. Toira is called a lekach toiv. Good deal, good transaction is toira. By toira, the same is true. The Medrash Tanchuma brings down a marshal. Two merchants meet each other, and they're both by the fair selling the schaira. One has silk, one has other material, and the day they're selling and buying and so on. At the end of the day, he has his silk, he has his material, and the one with the silk says, you know, I like your material. And he says, I like your silk, let's trade. And they switch. So at the end of the day, the one that had the silk now has the other material, the one that had the other material has the silk. But after the trade, each one has only one item, not both. And that's how trading and switching works. No. When you trade, you give away the table, you have the chairs. Give away the chairs, you have the table. You don't have both. Taira is not so. Taira is a lekach toiv. If you have two people, one person learns say the Zerayim, one person learns say the Mayed, and they say to each other, let's switch. You teach me say the Zerayim, and I'll teach you Seyda Mayid. What happens at the end? They both have both starim. He has a Seyda Zroim and Seyda Mayid, and he has a Seyda Zroim and Seyda Mayid. That's why Tyre is called a Lekach Toiv, a good Mekach. Because even after you give it away, you gain, and you still have it. There's no other Schayra in the world that after switching and training, you still keep what you have. Tyre is called a Lekach Toiv, because when you learn Tyre, you keep what you have, and you gain from learning and giving over to others. So, just as a side point, we're zeichet to learn together for many years. Going back a long time. And just mitzad me, for me it's a lekach toif. For me it's a good business deal. Because I come in and I think I prepared the Gemara. I think I know the Gemara. And I walk out an hour later and I say, you know, that was a good kasha. And that Rashi tackle was a little bit schwer. And he had a good point. And I have my homework to do. So for me it comes out to be a lekach toif. Because when you zeichet to learn, especially when you learn Barabim, everybody gains. The give and the take, the questions and the answers, everybody gains. And I just want to apologize, Barabim, if I ever go overtime and go so late, it's just because we're in the middle of learning. It's not my personal Yetzirah that I have to go late. Just that we're in the middle of learning the Gemara, and just, I feel by looking at the Olam that, it will be preferred if I continued. If people have a Taino and they'd like that I stop earlier, so let me know. We'll stop every night. We'll make up a time that we'll stop wherever we're holding. I don't want anybody to have any tightness that we went too late this week. I know I went a little bit too late two nights. I apologize. And it's not done intentionally. But sometimes there are kashas in the middle, and that keeps us a little busy. And Tysus is waiting, and Rashi's waiting. Okay, just a side point. But ultimately, at the end, I hope it's a lekach toiv. I hope it's a mekach toiv for everybody. The Pasuk says later on, by the Aroin, the Pasuk tells us in Perichafei, Pasuk Yud, Yud Aleph, and so on, the Pasuk tells us the measurements of the Aroin. I know I said this over many times, but the message is very apropos. The Pasuk tells us, the also Aroin as a Shitim, Perichafei, Pasuk Yud, make the Aroin of cedar wood of Atzishitim, Amasayim, Bechetzi Arkoi, 2.5 Amas long, the Amma v'chetzi rachboy, an Amma and a half wide, the Amma v'chetzi kamosoy, an Amma and a half tall. The Koyakar makes his observation. If you look at the pasuk, you notice all the measurements of the Aroin end in halves. They're all broken measurements. The width, the length is 2.5, the width is 1.5, the height is 1.5, all ending in halves. If you look at the Shulchan, which is in pasuk Chaf Gimel, the measurements are the asis of shulchan atzei shitim, amasai markoi, 2 amas its length, a whole number, the amma rach by an amma the width, a whole number, the amma v'chetzi kamasa, an amma and a half the height. So the height is a broken number, an amma and a half, the other number is a whole. When you come to the mizbeach, all the way at the end of the parasha, perik chav zayin, pasuk aleph, the asisa es mizbeach atzei shitim, chomesh amas oirich, the length is 5 amas, a whole number, the chamesh amas reichav, the width is 5 amas, a whole number. Ravua yiham is beach. The shalosh amas kamasai, the height is 3, a whole number. And the Koyaka says, aloi davahu. Must be a reason why by the Aroin, all the measurements end in halves, they're all broken. By the Shulchan, some of the measurements are whole, some are broken. And by the Mizbeach, all the measurements are complete. And the Koyaka says, a very, very deep insight. When it comes to learning Torah, ezel chacham haloimid mikol adam. A person thinks he knows it all, he learns it all, he can't learn from anybody else. He thinks he's above it, he's not going to grow, he's not going to learn more. A person who feels that he's missing, he is always more to learn. He doesn't know it yet, he'll learn from others, and he'll grow in Torah. Therefore, the midos, the measurements of the Aron are broken. Because in order to grow in Torah, the Aron is keset Torah, to grow in Torah, one has to feel that he's only half, he's not showing. One who feels, he's showing, he knows it all, he knows everything, he won't be able to learn and grow in Torah because he won't learn from anybody else. Therefore, the measurements of the Aron are all broken. The Shulchan represents the table. The table is Kesa Malchus, represents more the Gashmias in this world. When it comes to the Gashmias, the physical aspects of this world, a person has to feel Sameach Mechelkoi. Ezehu Ashir, HaSameach Mechelkoi. A person has to feel happy with what he has. One is constantly looking at others and is jealous of others, he has a miserable life. So therefore, the measurements of the Shulchan, 2 of the measurements are complete. The teacher, when it comes to the Shulchan, your table, your Gashmias, be sameach b'chelk with what you have, feel complete. However, the height is a broken measurement to teach us that afal pikein, even so, a person should always hold himself back and should never give in to all of his taivis, but he should hold back some of his desires. He shouldn't give in to everything. And therefore, he should feel that he held himself back and not give in to all of his gashmis, all of his olam hazeh. Therefore, one of the measurements are broken. When it comes to the mizbeach represents a kapara. Mizbeach is a kapara for a person. A carbon is a kapara. When a person brings a kapara, he does a tshuva. Person does tshuva, he's forgiven for his avarice, he becomes an odom hashalim. So therefore, tshuva shalema. So therefore, when a person does tshuva, the mizbeach karbonos, he becomes shalim. So all the measurements of the mizbeach are complete numbers, whole numbers, represent the idea that when one brings a carbon and does tshuva, he becomes an odom hashalim. But especially when it comes to learning Torah, a person always has to realize that he doesn't know it all. There's always room to learn more. And a person who has an open mind and is willing to learn Mikol Adam, he's the true Chacham. The Pasuk says by the Aroin in Perik Chaf Hei, Pasuk Yud Aleph, V'tzipisa oisai zahav tohar mibayis mechutz tzitzapenu. You should cover the Aroin with pure gold on the inside and the outside. V'asisa alav zer zahav saviv. And make a gold crown around the Aroin. And everyone's familiar with the Gemara in Yuma Dafayim Beis. The Gemara brings down Omar Rava, Mikan from this Pasuk, Vitzipisa Oisai Zov, Tom Baisa Machutz Tzapenu. Omar Rava says, Rava, you're going out, Mikan, Shetamad Chacham, Shein Teichai Kabayroi, Ain Tamad Chacham. A Tamad Chacham was inside, it's not, because outside is not a Tamad Chacham. He has to be a Tamad Chacham, a Yerei Shemayim, on the inside and the outside, not just on the outside, put on a shawl, dress and act like a Tamad Chacham, on the inside, he's somebody else. Zahav Tom, Mibayis Mechutz, the Aron, Torah, has to be pure gold on the inside and the outside. Tamad Chacham has to be Toichai Kabayroi, his inside like his outside. I don't remember the Makar. They bring down a Toichai Kabayroi. How do you spell the word Toichai? Tof?
Vav?
Chaf Vav. What are the middle letters of Toichai? Vav and a Chaf.
Hashem's name.
Shem Havai is 26. Yud Kei Vav Kei, the Gematria is Chaf Vav is 26. The word Kabayroi, Chaf Vez, Vav, Resh, Vav. Take the outermost letters. Boyer means like the outside. Chof and Vav. The outside letters are also Chof and Vav. Shem Havaya. Toichai, the middle two letters are Shem Havaya. Kibayroi, the outer two letters are Shem Havaya. Toichai, Kibayroi. A Talmud Chacham must be on the inside. The same way he shows off on the outside of Shem Havaya, that tzaddik. That's how his Toichai, that's how he has to be on the inside. I don't remember. I have written down at home from Shem Svarim. I don't know from Karim. Sorry.
Because you can be a faker.
Basically. The Gemara, everyone knows the famous Gemara. Oh, the Chiddush Yerim started for the Ulu Akdama. The Chiddush Yerim, when they built the new Beis Medrash Ger, the Chiddush Yerim came for the Chanukas Beis Medrash, and he came and was packed, because Chassidim people came from all over for the Chanukas Abayis. And the Chiddush Yerim said the following. He said, everyone is familiar with the Gemara. The Gemara tells us that Gemara in Brachas of Chavches, Rabbi Gamliel, when he was the Nasi, what happened? There was a Shomer by the door, and the Shomer didn't let in any Talmud Chacham that wasn't Toichai Kibayroi, whose inside was not his outside. The Shomer obviously knew or gave a Faher, and he had to see which people deserved to enter the Beis Medrash. Anyone who was not on the inside but the outside did not deserve to enter. On the day they appointed Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah Nasi, they removed the Shomer, they opened the doors, they let everybody in, and on that day they added 400 benches, 700 benches into the Beis Medrash. On that day, all the Talmidim came in. And the Gemara brings down, that when we all saw what happened, Cholashtaita. He felt bad. All these years, he left these people out, and now as soon as the doors opened, they all came into the Beis Medrash. He felt bad. And the Chiddush Yerim asks, why did we all feel bad? His shita was Toichai Kabayroi. That's how he held. His shita was, you have to be on the inside or the outside. Somebody's not on that madrega, does not deserve to come to the Beis Medrash. Why do we feel bad? That was his shita. He wants to change his mind. Change. But Cholash Daitai, he had a shita, and he kept to his shita all these years. What was the Cholash Daitai? Why did he feel bad? And the Chiddush Yerim answered a powerful answer. And he said, because when Rabbi Gamliel saw the effect that the Beis Medrash had on those people that came inside and how it changed them, how it affected them, he realized that had he let them in, they all would have become better. They would have become Toichai Kabayroi. So he felt bad because he didn't realize the effect that letting them into the Beis Medrash and learning would change them. The Beis Medrash, the Seviva of Torah, has an effect on a person. A person is affected by his environment, whoever a person is. Beis Halevi writes, but in Dor HaMavol, even the Behemoths changed their derech. Even they were Mezana. What happened to the Behemoths? Suddenly they did abnormal behavior. Torah says they were affected by their environment. When people act wicked, people act wrongly, it not only affects others, it affects the whole world. It affects the animals also. And therefore the whole world became corrupt and immoral in the times of the Mabel. A person is affected by his environment. A person who comes to a sviva, Beis Medrash, learns Torah, what a change takes place. And we all would have realized what a change took place. We saw how they changed, but that he felt bad. So the Chiddush Erim, the purpose of the Beis Medrash is for bringing everybody to come in and learning and taking the Kedusha of the Beis Medrash with them. So
you said something that led, I asked the same question years ago, and you said Avada would let anybody in who wanted to.
It's different.
Come
that was a different
part. They had to want to come in.
They came in through the window. They climbed. It's different. That's a different part. A different year. I am part of Matayah. Okay. So when they come together to learn after a whole day out in the world with all our sleeves and the environment that we're in. Take it, use it, draw out the Kedusha, and take it with us to carry us through until we're able to return. The Pasuk says, V'asisa shulchan atzei shitim. Make the shulchan of atzei shitim. Perichof hei, Pasuk chof gimel, the shulchan atzei shitim. Rabbeinu B'chai brings down that bizman hazeh, where there's no mizbeach, how does a person have a kapara? Shulchan. A person's shulchan is mechapa for him. Shulchan is daimur mizbeach. A person eats by his table and he has aniyim, and he's mefarnes aniyim by the table, and he feeds others, and he eats kahalacha. Shulchan is a kapara, is mechapra like the mizbeach. And the Beit HaMechai brings down, v'osisa shulchan atzei shitim. The word shitim is spelled shin tes yud mem, stands for shalom, toiva, yeshua, and mechila. That a person who treats his table the proper way is zeichet to shitim, is zeichet to shalom, is zeichet to Yeshua, is zeichet to Taiva, is zeichet to Mechila. Tremendous bracha that a person has from the shulchan. We had the last week's parasha in Mishpatim, im kesef talves ami. If you lend money to my nation, im kesef talve. We know that when a person leaves this world, what does he take with him? What escorts a person? What's malava a person who leaves this world? Not his money and
mitzvahs and ma'asim toivim.
In kesef talva esami, you know what you have. You know what's malava. You know what kind of kesef a person takes with him. Es ha'oni imach. You know what kesef a person takes with him. You know what escorts the person. Es ha'oni. The money that he gives to the oni. In kesef talva. So oni imach, a person gives money to the oni. That's the money that's malava. How a person uses his money. How a person uses his table has a tremendous effect on a person. A shulchan of a person, table. So, Ben Chai writes that in France, they would bury, the people buried with the wood of the tables. That would be their coffin. No. Because, paket, they use their table for mitzvahs, for tzedakah. For the aniyim, they would take the wood and have a coffin made from the wood of the tables as a way of hopefully bringing them to Olam Haba. A person's shulchan is a mayridika tool, a keli that we have with which we could accomplish a lot. Me'ez kolesh she'yedvenu riboy. Pasuk says, and Pasuk bays at the beginning of the parasha, Daber el b'nei Yisrael v'yikhu li truma, me'ez kolesh she'yedvenu riboy, tikhu es trumasi. From any man who opens his heart, donates, take my truma. Small little story. There were two anim, a father and a son, who barely had what to eat. And one time this Esther, they were together in a certain city, begging for money, for food. And the son said to his father, can I have a little bit extra to spend tonight to buy something I need the whole day? Instead of eating just a dry piece of bread tonight, can I have a little bit extra to spend on a little extra food after the tainus? And his father said to him, no, you'll eat dry bread tonight, you do a whole year round, because I want to use the extra money that we have for Machzis HaShekel. I want to use the extra money that we have for Machzis HaShekel. comes Be'echa Ba'ado Machrizin al Shkalim. Rishchadish Ado, they announce about the Shkalim. Today the minhag is to give before Purim time, give Machzis HaShekel. I want to save the money for Machzis HaShekel instead of using it for food. When they told us over to Rishchadish Solanta said, Echad Hamarbe Ve'echad Hamamit Bovash Yechavei Libei Lashemayim. It doesn't matter whether a person gives a lot, whether a person gives a little, the ikar is what his kavana is. A person can be maisa nefesh for a machzis hashekel. A person can be maisa nefesh for a lot more. Everybody has his own situation. Me'ez kol ish she'idvenu libay. From any man who gives, whether it's small, whether it's a lot, a person who gives itzdaka with his pure heart, his itzdaka is in a very high level. Chazal tell us, mishnichnas anor, marbin b'simcha, marbin b'simcha. Mesfas Emes writes, marbin. It doesn't say marbe washin yachid, marbin will marbe. It means not only me, but I have to make sure that others also have simcha. I have to be marbin b'simcha. I have to see to it that not only my b'simcha, but marbim, that you have simcha, and he has simcha, and everybody else has simcha. Ve'echa ba'ado machrizin ha'oshkolim, mishlichas ado marbin b'simcha, even when there are two ados, like this year, when the first ador starts, it's already, you know, being marbe b'simcha, Mam Simcha is very close to Nisan, a preparation for the Gula, for Nisan. So let's be Marbe B'Simcha, and we know true Simcha is when a person learns Torah, a person does mitzvahs. So let's be Mechazik ourselves to have the Simcha of Ador, and to be Zaycha, to Sirgul Shleim Heir Yimei Omen.